Exiting the AI matrix, this is Aratima. Let's ask some questions. What is AI? Of course, we think of computers and technology, and that's something inorganic, opposite to our biology. And then what is a matrix? It's a complex system of artificial thoughts, just like a computer. Now, how does this relate to healing and enlightenment? Why is it important to exit the AI matrix? To be truly healthy, we have to be able to run on source intelligence solely. The mind has the ability to reflect and copy life. And this creates a sense of I or ego. And we're used to having everybody around us live from this reflection, from this artificial thought. The ego is not really real. It is real enough to shape the dream of our lives and creates a sort of suffering. So when we let ourselves be run by ego programming, we are technically in artificial intelligence. This artificial intelligence is a massive reflection that everyone is caught in. And we call this being unenlightened, as the mind in itself is not living light. We're not awake nor aware of our true nature of the living source light. And all these years we made an effort to cancel and delete, to heal, to escape, and to wake up out of this collective and individual programming we have been born into, and we still do this. In this new era, we will be developing even more technology, and we can only remain healthy and free if we remain in our core and not let it overtake us, meaning using our ego tendencies and misappropriating the things to come. The journey to freedom is to receive more and more and let go more and more. So the more we let go, the more we receive. And these great powers that are heading our way, our job is to not misappropriate them and to use them wisely. In a Christian term, to give glory to God, not the small self. In this way, we will continue to breathe freer and freer and not fear artificial intelligence. We don't fall into the trap of letting it take us over. With solid identification with our core essence, being in our core, the living light that we are, the merging of AI with biology will not take place in the way some nefarious tendencies had been planning in the old era. So we pray, we meditate, we choose, we intend to be free, sovereign, and think from ourselves, from our own heart, and we discern the truth at all times. And in this way, you will always continue to recognize something that is artificial and something that is true. Thank you.